One of the underpinning aspects of logopraxis is community, building community. So I just wanted to tie that back to the text and some comments that were made. So we have these descriptions of spirits knowing every thought that exists within us. And what strikes me about that is in logopraxis, we also, to a lesser degree, open up thoughts that are usually hidden in a more externalized form of religion. So you start to see the interior things with people, and you realize that those things are in us all. That's the immediate obvious thing, is that nothing can be shared here that I don't see, if I'm willing to give attention to it, within myself. So there's nothing in that sense to hide. And when there's nothing to hide, then connection is made, openness. There's openness and there's an interchange that occurs. So we have this idea of community in logopraxis being defined as sharing in the experience of the word and truths from the word. That's the only thing that builds community, because the word is conjunction. That's what it is. It's what actually interconnects everything. So the heavenly doctrines talk about the word as conjunction. It's what conjoins us to heaven. And I just wanted to highlight something that is identified as an important basis for how we meet. And this is in 5854. So this is a law of how to be together. It is therefore an invoidable law of God that a person should be left in freedom, and that goodness and truth, or charity and faith, should be implanted when he is in freedom and by no means under compulsion. So just as a way of being in the group where we all have different perspectives that come. So in logopraxis, what we try to do is honor that variety, even where it may be different to how I hold things. It's the multiplicity of perspectives that brings a more coherent and fuller view of the Lord, because we each bring what the form of our mind allows to be brought. And the Lord is the one who weaves all that together to give us a fuller sense of who he is in that multidimensional sort of way.